I'm Matt.
I'm Emma.
We're husband and wife. Just about.
Not for much longer.
Hanging in there. We've got two kids and one dog, and we are a family in lockdown. And I'm sure we'll be going through a lot of similar things that lots of other people are going through at this uncertain time. And we thought we'd do this podcast to share with the world our experiences, but mainly because we've got really nothing else to talk about amongst ourselves, so we thought we'd give ourselves a project.
If we didn't do this, we literally wouldn't utter a word to each other, except for, can you load the fucking dishwasher, please?
Hey, I do load the fucking dishwasher.
Anyway.
If we weren't doing this, you'd be asleep on the sofa and I'd be spooning the dog by the fire.
Happily. Yeah, happily.
Likewise. We've got some reasonably interesting stories that we'd like to share. We've also got some reasonably interesting questions and themes that we would like to put out there to the audience of currently
zero.
And just to really chart progress over the coming 2 weeks, 12 weeks, 6 months, 18 years. Who knows how long this is going to last?
I'll be honest, homeschooling is the most stressful thing I have ever encountered. Like the sheer amount of stuff that the teachers are expecting me to do and to understand. I had to look up Ivy's homework, who's eight. I also had to check on Google Leo's homework, who's 10, because he told me what he thought the answer was to something, and I told him he was wrong. And then I Googled it, and he was totally right. So it's an absolute nightmare. How are you faring?
Well, I'm still working, so, you know, I've got to bring home the bacon while you muck about with the kids downstairs. You know, I'm locked away upstairs in a small, sweaty room with no one to speak to apart from these kind of virtual images I see on my screen of people that I've met once in an office. At least you have human contact.
Do you know what? I actually want to rip your face off right now. As you sit up there in your shitty little stinky High Castle office and pretend that you're hoi polloiting, even though I don't even know if that's a word. Hoi polloi, I don't know what the word is.
But you look that up as well. I think you'll find out that it's not.
You sit up there thinking you're really important because you've got a job. I, Sunshine, had to give up my freaking job to look after your kids. Well, it's a lot easier sitting up there and pretending to work. Plinky plonky, look at me, I'm being creative, than it is being down here and trying to do this shitstorm.
Honestly, I don't think you swear as much. The more you swear, the less meaning your words have.
I said that to Ivy on the dog walk today when she accidentally said wanker. So what have you done this week to help your mum prepare? Because obviously, you know, the old parents have had to go into lockdown and we might not see them for months on end, which, you know, obviously when we're talking about our in-laws is, you know, thank God. But what have you done to help her prepare for isolation?
Well, my mum, bless her, has been on her own for quite a few years now. She is already an expert in self-isolation. I mean, she is absolute kind of ninja. This is really not going to disrupt her weekly existence that much, apart from she can't go to the Seven Hospice shop for 3 hours a week every Thursday morning.
Right.
The number one thing that you need to do, and this is taking space from my mum, is really get really good at pottering.
Ah, drives me mad.
Some people say, oh, it's great, I've got a time to, like, sort out my CD library or kind of declutter the spare room. That's not pottering. That's having something, an objective, and a time scale, and then achieving that objective, right? That's not pottering, that's doing.
So what's pottering?
Pottering is starting something that you think needs doing and then getting often immediately distracted by something that doesn't need doing.
Oh my God.
And then nearly finishing it, and then remembering that you need to do the first thing, and then realising that it's 11 o'clock and you quite fancy a cup of tea.
Oh my God, this is literally our marriage.
Yeah, but no, there you go. You see, I'm an expert potterer because I've managed to fill time with not doing very much. And to be honest, I'm quite happy about it. You know, if we've all got 12 weeks to be on lockdown here, you know, if you want to know how to pass the 12 weeks without going insane and without very little to do, pottering is the thing for you.
I can't do that. My parents could not be more different.
How are they?
All right. You know, my mum has got these underlying health conditions that mean that she's a target for this illness, even though at 73 she looks about 53 and gives me her hand-me-downs when she thinks her clothes are looking too frumpy for her. My dad, you can imagine, right? You can imagine how stressed he is about it all. Because he's a hypochondriac, and B, he's obsessed with my mum. He's just obsessed that she's, you know, we need to keep her safe. And yet, he's not being particularly helpful. Basically, he's happy if he can just sit and watch The Tipping Point and The Chase all day long.
Well, this is perfect for him, surely.
Bonza. But for my mum, this is just mental because she loves being active all the time. So I was like, right, how the hell are you going to entertain yourself for 3 months?
God, that's a long time.
It's a bloody long time. I mean, I can't be with my dad for more than a day without ripping my hair out. But they've made a schedule. You know how my mum and dad love to plan.
God, they love to organise
it. My dad taught me through it. Yeah, my dad taught me through it. Like, let me get it. I've got it on my phone. It's really funny. So my dad's a Geordie, so I will do the accent because it's just better. Okay, so it's like a Craig David song, right? On Monday, Alfred Drive with a packed lunch, early afternoon, game of dominoes and go for a walk. I was like,
that's a busy day.
Dominoes?
When does your dad play dominoes?
Well, my dad plays dominoes, but when does my mum play dominoes?
Can't see your mum as a domino player.
Tuesday, walking, gardening, cleaning.
Well, hang on, is that... Is your dad doing that? Or is that your dad's instructions to your mum? Because I've never seen him do any gardening or cleaning.
Or walking.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, shuffling, yes, but walking, no. Okay, right. So he's taking up 2 new hobbies on day 2. That's ambitious.
I know. Wednesday, out for a drive, cycling and walking. Cycling. He doesn't have a bike, so I'm assuming this is mum's only activity that she's allowed out of his sight for a minute.
Yeah.
Thursday, card game, cycling and walking. Obviously, she's allowed out 2 days in a row. Friday, now I think they're being ambitious on a Friday. They've got 2 separate locations here for walks.
Right.
Saturday and Sunday is my favourite.
Yeah.
R&R, my dad said, wait, man, after that busy week, we're going to need some rest and relaxation because we'll be knackered. I was like, what are you talking about? Saturday, I rang them and I said, oh, what have you been doing today then? My dad's like, well, we went for a walk and we played dominoes. I was like, Dad, that's Monday. What the hell are you going to do on Monday?
Your dad's such a... What, he's doing if that on Sunday?
Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah, that's supposed to be R&R day.
Hang on, he's 2 days ahead of schedule.
No, he's not.
What?
He's 5 days ahead of schedule.
Oh, God, I'm really confused. Apparently, you're only supposed to go out once a day for exercise. So your mum's going to have to make a tough decision whether she goes cycling or walking or for the drive, which involves being next to your father.
Mm. I think she'll either go mad or end up killing him.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, no, if she did, no one would find out for 3 months.
That's true.
I did escape the house today. I went on an essential shopping trip to the supermarket. Toilet roll, yeah. The whole aisle was gone, apart from about, you know, 6 packs that had just been put out. They went quick.
Did you punch an old person for some toilet roll?
No, but I did have to step over a couple of bodies. So I got the toilet roll. It was in one of those kind of... There was a 9 packet, like a string bag, and I hooked it over the end of my trolley, like a little kind of hook thing. And then, because I always get disorientated in supermarkets, and I shop like an old person. But I always
pottering.
Exactly, pottering.
Fucking hell.
So I left my trolley in a strategic position that I know no one would bump into. I got two aisles over as I got distracted, looking for some, you know, oats.
You
or whatever.
Sorry, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. In the current crisis, you left toilet roll unattended in a trolley.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave your kid. Leave your kid unattended. What were you thinking?
Well, I then had to find my way back from aisle 10 to like aisle 7.5.
Was it still there?
Yes, it was still there.
Was someone sniffing around?
Well, I did get... The security guard was following me around. I've never been followed around the supermarket by a security guard.
Like, he's that div wandering around.
Yeah, maybe because I looked like a bit of an airhead, but he was particularly shifty when I was kind of...
He wanted your loo roll!
And then he saw me again a couple of minutes later when I was taking photographs in the women's toiletries section, sending you... sending you the picture of which tampon pack to buy.
Listen, right? You cannot find a tampon for love nor money in the Great British Isles.
Hey, listen, I've got no problem.
I'm going to be ripping up bed sheets and rolling them up into little tufts.
It's little white mice. Look, I've got no problem buying the tampons, but whenever I can never... I just have to give you a visual representation to just know which one I'm buying, because they've either got four blobs or six blobs, or they're yellow or pink or green, or they're shaped like a trumpet.
I gave you explicit instructions. And do you know what? At that time that you were sending me those messages, it was a three-minute period of time that I'd carved out for myself to sit in the sun, and I was getting these bing, 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 is it this one, is it this one? Just fucking buy some! Guaranteed, divorces and pregnancies are going to go up in this next 3 months. I can guarantee you one we'll be in. And it ain't going to be the ladder, sunshine.
If you're a divorce lawyer, then you know, you've got it made. Talking of which, I've got a game for you to pass the time, and I would encourage anyone else to try this, all right?
All right, what?
It's a bit dangerous, but there's going to come a point really quite soon when we, you know, run out of conversation. In fact...
Well, haven't we already done that?
Well, we're now forced to have a conversation because we've got a microphone.
This is the only way we'll talk to each other.
So I think now's a really good opportunity to finally put to bed any of the kind of, you know, long-standing arguments and disagreements that we've had in a kind of a feature... called Breaking Up the Past.
Okay.
Now, this could be a bad idea, but equally it could be really liberating. Go on then, you go first.
No, you go first.
All right, I would like to address something that happened on a car journey in approximately 2005. When we'd been out at the party, you were driving, because I'd had a few drinks, not that many, and something happened... And I got wound up, and you said that I had a weak chin. And that was your way of distracting me and also trying to finish the argument by introducing something completely different.
Oh, you do.
No, for the record, I don't have a weak chin. I've got a strong chin.
Listen, you were going on and on about something that got you annoyed. And I was just looking at your little chin wobbling as you were making that stupid point. And I said, you've got a weak chin. And it worked though, didn't it? It stopped you from mithering on with your rubbish.
Well, I'm now giving you the opportunity... Because clearly it's meant more to me than it has to you over the years.
You go on about it all the time.
So, you know,
it's
in the order...
15 years ago.
So we're now at a point now where we can put the past behind us
and move
to the future.
Move on,
so
Matt.
I would just like you... I don't even want an apology. I just want an acknowledgement that my chin is not weak.
Well, it's not weak now you've got a beard over it.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why I grew a beard, consciously.
That's one of the reasons.
Go on then, what's yours?
Okay, let's stick with car themes. I would like you to stop playing fart roulette in the car, right?
Oh, come on.
Because, right, so fart roulette.
Yeah.
Ugh. Matt, would you like to explain what that is?
Well, long car journeys, which happen after lunchtime, a complete write-off for you. We know that.
Yeah, I can't. If I drove, I'd crash the car. No, I'd fall asleep at the wheel.
So I know that will always be down to me, and you don't even ask now. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I can't listen to the radio that loud. I've eaten all the kids' snacks and yours. And so I kind of need to pass the time somehow. And so I play this game called Fight Roulette. And I'm going down the motorway and I feel one brewing. Rather than kind of keeping it in, I let it out. And if you remain asleep in a comatose slumber with dribble running down your cheek, then I've won that round. Right? But if you wake up through the foul stench, then I've lost.
But it's the selfishness of the act. Knowing...
So you're fast asleep. Yeah, you're not keeping me company.
But knowing...
I need something to do.
You don't give me company anyway. On a long drive with you, sometimes I will purposely not say a word just to see if you can utter a sentence, which you can't, because of nothing.
I quite like those journeys.
Oh, fucking hell. So I may as well be asleep anyway because you've got nothing. So the selfishness of the act... when I really, really need to sleep because I'm so deprived of sleep, and you purposely play a game to find out if you can wake me up with the stench coming out of your arse.
No. That's not true. I play the game to find out if I can keep you asleep, because if you're asleep, then I won. Think about this, right? You get annoyed when you get woken up with my farts. That means that I've lost that round. How many rounds do you think I've actually won?
I don't care. And that's disgusting. The fact that I'm then breathing it in. You're disgusting. God, I hate being married. So I think this is going to cause more problems.
So just for the record, I will not give up fart roulette.
You've still got a weak chin.
I think we should do best... and worst wins of the week.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So my best win so far, I was really proud of this, is how I sorted out the background for my video conferencing call.
A thing?
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Come on, you know when you go on the video conference calls, everyone's nosy. They're not looking at you. There's no reason for them to see you. The only reason you want to see them is so you can have nose around their kind of
house. I never change my background. That might explain why I'm so unsuccessful.
No, you know what I mean? The background, you know, when you're in the screen, what's behind you?
Yeah,
I just sit wherever.
Yeah, I just sit wherever.
You don't think about the lighting?
No.
Or the fake framing?
No.
You don't dress the set?
No. I'll put a little bit of lippy on.
Oh, come on. Come on, you're an amateur. You know, you've either got to have the laptop straight on 90 degree angle, yeah, to be nice and clean, or at a slight jaunty angle as well. Not 45 degrees.
That's too much effort. I can't be arsed for that.
And then think about the lighting. I'm using natural soft daylight coming from outside. Make sure the background is slightly darker.
Oh, you're such a tosser.
Number one, that helps with the auto gain control of the camera. And number two, it's often quite a flattering light because it draws people's attention to your face.
God, you're so vain. I don't care.
The first time I thought I'd tease a little bit of the piano. Yeah?
You're such a wanker.
Just to tease a little bit. I was hoping someone would say, oh, Matt, you've got a piano background, therefore you must be quite kind of arty and cultured. No one said that
no
yet.
No one's interested.
So it's been a week of video conferencing. Every day I'm nudging it slightly and slightly further into shot until I'll switch it. Yeah, I'll switch it on one day and I'll be playing, she'll be coming around the
green
mountain
sleeves
on the piano. Then they'll have to fucking notice, won't they? Just want some acknowledgement.
Oh, at least you get it from somewhere, babe. Mm.
But I'm happy with that win. I don't need to offer anything else.
I haven't got any. I haven't drank today. What about that?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I think that's good. I think that's an achievement.
It's Monday.
Yeah, but I've homeschooled.
Still not as good as my video conferencing
background. No, you're such a
pleaser. No, because you're pleased about something you haven't done, whereas I'm pleased about something I have done.
You haven't got anyone to notice you in the piano, have you? Hey, you loser. So if anyone ever does listen ever, I think sharing best and worst ideas would be really helpful because we're all going to need to come up with some good ideas about how to get through this. obviously we'll have more raking up the past, because that's just going to be...
That's my new favourite feature.
I think anything we can do in this mental situation we're in to share, experience and just laugh, I think is going to be bloody brilliant.
Yes.
Because that's what we need. We need to laugh.
Absolutely.
So yeah, week one, lockdown.
Like, share, comment, subscribe, or whatever it is you do.
I literally don't even know how to do that. And hopefully, if we haven't killed each other by then, we'll post something on week two as well. Bye. Yeah.